Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Little programming note for tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. It'll be a BMAZ and Beamer day here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski filling in for David Bellavia, 10 to 2. I will be filling in for Tom Bowerly, 2 to 6. Tim Wenger will be filling in for BMAZ and Beamer, 9 to 10. So, might want to check this out tomorrow here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Also, new station down the hallway. If you like sports gambling or sports as much as I do, Wagertainment on 1520, The Bet 1520. All your betting questions, your gambling comments, right down there at 1520. Listened to a little bit of it this morning. I did like the college football talk. I'm not going to lie. I liked the college football talk. And if you like sports, if you're heading to the sports book to place a bet, 1520, The Bet 1520 and Jim Rome still on 1520. So maybe during the break, go down the dial and check it out, The Bet 1520. All right. I tease this. I'm not giving it away now. Don't worry. But sometime in the next 2 hours, I will be giving tickets away to the greatest touring band of all time. Yes, the greatest touring band of all time, and a sign of the holidays around the United States. Yeah, you'll have to wait and see, but we'll be giving those away soon. Now, there is a public hearing going on right now on the Outer Harbor. Have you seen this? We talked about this. I was in for Tom a month or two ago, and this was first being talked about. It's an amphitheater on the Outer Harbor. Ooh, did anyone hear those breaks in the background? It's a amphitheater on the Outer Harbor. It will see 8,000 people. And there will also be, you know, green space around it. If you look at this picture, it looks like a nice little path for people to walk, ride their bike, walk their dog, right on the water. Beautiful. It would be a beautiful summertime spot here in Buffalo, New York. And we've seen this, right? I mean, I'm 33, and I can tell you, well, 32 for a few more days. And I can tell you the amount of times that we've seen these drawings of, oh, this is going to be beautiful. This is going to be awesome. Bass Pro Shop's going to be here. Look at this huge casino that's going to be downtown next to the arena with a hotel and everything, right? We see all these, and then crickets, nothing but crickets when they finally don't come to reality. Now, I look at this, and I think this is going to be beautiful. I can't wait to go see a concert on the Outer Harbor. You know, it's going to replace where they put the carousel at Canalside. And the drawings for this look great. A lot of space to enjoy yourself, enjoy Buffalo summers. I always say that there is no summer like a Buffalo summer. It's the greatest 3 months out of the year. And if we can take better advantage of it, bring in more acts, more diversity of music, so everyone is happy, right? If you got more places for those shows, you could have two or three shows a weekend at different points throughout Western New York. And it would help entertain all here in Western New York, no matter what kind of music you like, no matter what kind of entertainment you like. So you look at this, well, this is great. When's this going to start? When's this going to happen? I cannot wait to see this. And then you've got Senator Sean Ryan. And again, we played these when I was in for Tom, but here's a few of the comments he made about the Outer Harbor and this amphitheater that is being pushed on the Outer Harbor. Hundreds. And that's exactly what's going on. I do find it interesting that Sean Ryan, of all people, State Senator Sean Ryan, he now wants public input because of what hundreds of Western New Yorkers have told him. Hundreds of Western New Yorkers. I guarantee a majority of the listeners right now on the station, probably would be more than hundreds, would agree that an amphitheater, something on the Outer Harbor would be nice. But I digress. Now he wants a public hearing. Where was Sean Ryan's call for a public hearing when we permanently made the 198 30 miles an hour? You know, he was big on that. The permanent 30 miles an hour for the 198. Did he talk to people who live along the 198? Did he talk to people who have to take that every day? But that was okay. 30 miles an hour on the 198 was okay. But now, because something is in the works, something's close to happening, just like your typical Western New York politician, we have to get in the way. We have to stop something happening on the Outer Harbor. So that public hearing will happen today. I personally believe that you are going to see more people in favor of something there, something that will bring in entertainment, will bring people to the Outer Harbor. But it had me thinking, and just like when this happened on July 1st, it had me thinking of all the times in Buffalo we've had promise of a project, promise of progress in Western New York, and how many times we've seen those plans fail. How many times we've seen those plans not turn out to what they were promised. Or how many times we have seen those plans disrupted by elected officials. And I think that last one, for so long, really held back Western New York. Our elected officials getting in the way of a project that could bring money, could bring entertainment. They don't get, you know, your elected officials, they want to slow down the 33. They want to get rid of the 198. They want to get rid of the Skyway. But then when it's something that, you know, people might enjoy, like a casino with hotels, like an amphitheater with 8,000 people and nice green space to go with it, they want to get in the way. It's interesting. They want public input when they think it will back their opinion. But they don't want any public input. They don't want to talk to the public when they propose things like getting rid of the 198. Sean Ryan was part of getting it down to 30 miles an hour. And I don't know if you remember this, but he was with Congressman Brian Higgins saying that they want to get rid of it altogether. Now, did he go and talk to those around the 198? Did he talk to those who used the 198? I don't think so. Before he proposed any of that. But now when he thinks, and I think he's wrong, I think it's a huge misstep from the state senator. Now when he thinks that public opinion is on his side, we need to know what the public thinks. Hey, State Senator Sean Ryan, the public thinks there should be term limits. Well, we didn't ask for the public's. Hold on now. But, there might be something cool to go see downtown. Might be something cool in the Outer Harbor. We need public opinion. So I want to know from you, because I know our listeners out there, and I'm not calling you old, but I know our listeners out there have been around longer for projects like this. And I want to know from you, what, A, do you think of this project of the Outer Harbor, the amphitheater with walking trails and a place to bike and a place to hang out in the summer. What do you think of that? And what is a past project that was proposed in Western New York that ended up not happening? That a politician got in the way or the money wasn't there and you think would have made a big difference that's not here today? That you think that project coming to reality would have made a difference for Western New York? And then tell me, if I could give you a blank check and you could write it for any project in Western New York, what is something you would like to see come to Western New York? We see what Doug Jamal is doing with the malls, with the Boulevard Mall, and turning that into a living center. We've seen what he's done downtown. I talked about this last week. Just amazing the work Doug Jamal's done. Hopefully, Sean Ryan does not get a hint of what's going on with Doug Jamal. He probably would get in the way. But what is something that if I gave you a blank check and I say, go find something and go put a project together, go put something that would be beneficial to Western New York, what would that be? What is Western New York missing? And I'm going to tell you a recent project that I was actually excited about that now looks like it's going to be nothing. And just like everything that fails in Western New York when it runs out of money, when it doesn't happen, now where that place was supposed to be is an eyesore on one of the busiest streets in the town of Amherst. And I think you know what I'm talking about. It is Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. That's bad English. I was about to have bad English and I stopped myself. What are your thoughts on the Outer Harbor project? The 8,000 seat amphitheater on the Outer Harbor. I think it looks awesome. I think you could bring in some good entertainment for the summer. And like I said, I support anything that helps take advantage of a Western New York summer. But looking at that, and I don't mean to always be negative. I'm sorry. But looking back, for me, I can look back 20 years. Some of our listeners can look back more. What is a project that had hype? A project that, you know, was proposed, maybe even began work on, and then because of a lack of money, because someone like Sean Ryan got in the way, it didn't happen. 803-0930, star 930. And if I could give you a blank check, which, by the way, the premise for one of the greatest movies ever made, if I could give you a blank check and I say, go put something together, develop something that will be beneficial to Western New York, what would you do with it? What would that project look like? What is Western New York missing that we could benefit from when it comes to a development like this amphitheater on the water? Like literally anything Doug Jamal's touched. Because really, that the tower downtown, One Seneca Tower, getting the Hyatt back open. I mean, the guy has done so much. I have nothing but trust that the Boulevard Mall project will be amazing once it's done. Honestly, what is something you want to see done? 803-0930. I told you there's one recent one that I can think of, but I want to get to calls, so I will give you mine after the news because I'd like to get to Ray on a cell phone because this is also something I have seen on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Ray, good afternoon.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Ray. What's you got for us today?
Well, two things. The one project that never got off the ground is just a new Peace Bridge that always seems to be blocked by somebody, either a government official or from U.S. or local and so forth, because it affects something or other. And it would help economic growth in that situation. Around that area, you would build in that area because people can get to Canada and over from Canada a little bit quicker, so they don't have to go over the bridge over there in Queens and Lewiston, which gets all the traffic. And then also with the whole thing with Senator Ryan, all these politicians from, I'm a lot older than you, sir, but it's always about who's behind them and what are they getting out of it? Are they being forced by some lobby group that says, no, don't do that because my company would get the the grant and the money to, you know, to develop, putting those trails in and so forth. So I always look at that when they say they're against something. All right, why are you against it? Where, who are these people? You say hundreds of people say that they are against or want trails and so forth. Why can't you have both? We always have to have one way, one side or the other. We never can do both things. You go to any other amphitheater, go out in Toronto, they have an amphitheater. It also has a park where you can ride bikes
right.
and picnic and so forth. In that situation.
And that's exactly what they're proposing at the Outer Harbor. But Ray, you're right. You know, all these projects that would be beneficial to thousands, it always seems to be a politician. And it is one of those things where you have to look like, okay, what's the money that is speaking behind this politician getting in the way?
I'm not a person who wants to go to Darien. Darien Lake is nice. It's once in a while, but it's too far for most people to go to see a concert. Can you imagine getting a concert downtown? That you, in the summertime it would be perfect, and you can do more than just, you know, name concerts. You can do things with the Philharmonic, with the local bands like the St. Joe's Jazz Band,
yeah.
Things like that, where they collaborate with bringing in some type of top end. And remember, St. Joe's used to bring in Chuck Mangione for concerts and stuff and doing that way. Lake Shore did the same thing. Amphitheater like that would be great. And now you think about with COVID going on, wouldn't it be a great place for people, the high schools, to have their graduation, especially the city?
That's a great point, Ray. And, you know, you talk about the amphitheater and the Buffalo Philharmonic. No offense to Art Park. It's an amazing venue. It sucks to drive home on a Tuesday when you live in Buffalo, but it would be nice if the Buffalo Philharmonic could play an amphitheater show actually in Buffalo.
Right, right.
Awesome point, Ray. I appreciate the call. That's Ray on a cell opening a line for you at 803-0930. Tell me what you think about the Outer Harbor project. Tell me about a project that was proposed, a project that may have even begun, and then either a politician got in the way, the money dried up, and it didn't happen. And you really think if that project had come to reality, it would have been beneficial to Western New York. Ray got us started with the Peace Bridge. That was very popular on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I'd like to know what you think. In for Tom Bowerly. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you win tickets, congratulations. You're going to have so much fun. But if you don't, make sure you buy tickets. It really is. And we'll have another pair for you tomorrow. It's always a great time. It's a great time for the entire family. You can take them downtown, go out to dinner or to lunch, depending on what show you go to, and really just enjoy the kickoff to holidays. It's an amazing show, and I've seen it 3 or 4 times, and most likely Katie and I will be seeing it this year because we love the holidays. But even if you're not a huge holiday person, right, it's the show for you. Definitely go check it out. TSO back in town. 803-0930. That's the number if you'd like to talk to me. And this texter said something, and I want to address it. Could you please stop snorting, spitting, tripping over your own tongue, and stuttering when you talk? Slow down. Okay. I apologize. My voice is a little hoarse today. That's on me. I should be more professional. My voice is a little hoarse. I bit my tongue having lunch this afternoon. So my my tongue is getting in my way. I apologize. And, you know, stuttering and slow down. We'll try. But yes, I apologize for tripping over my own tongue and the hoarse voice. Those are my fault. Having a Caesar salad for lunch, bit my tongue. And you know when you bite your tongue and then all you can think about is biting your tongue again? That's where we are right now. So I apologize. We are talking about the Outer Harbor. This project at the Outer Harbor, there's public hearings going on right now. But you're not at the public hearing. You're listening to me, and I thank you for that. I'd like you to be part of the public hearing here on WBEN. Sean Ryan says hundreds of people have talked to him and said that they don't want the amphitheater on the Outer Harbor. I think this amphitheater looks awesome. And as Ray said in the last call before the break, there will be space to walk, to ride your bike, to picnic, to take in Western New York summers. But it also made me think of all these projects, and this is just in the last 20 years, all these projects that have been proposed, maybe even started, and then either the money ran out or a politician got in the way. And that, to the detriment of Western New York. And I'd like to know what project that was in the works, was proposed, that didn't come to reality, that you think would have benefited Western New York. And then pretend I have a blank check, and I give you the blank check, and I say, however much it costs, go develop something that will be beneficial to the people of Western New York. 803-0930. Rich has been very patient on his cell phone. Rich, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend. Good afternoon. You know, it's a great topic. Thank you for bringing this to the listeners' attention.
Thank you, Rich.
I've been to more public hearings about the Outer Harbor, about the Peace Bridge, and about all sorts of other wish list projects that are out there. I can't even count how many I've been to, and I can count how many have been realized. It's a round number. I'm sure you can count that high as well. Mr. Ryan, our wonderful esteemed senator, is kind of once again mischaracterizing the desires of a certain segment of the population. And it's a certain segment that is a foundation to the economic activity of Western New York, and that are the fishermen. The fishermen don't want to have public access in a park-like setting. We want a fishing pier. A fishing pier is not in a park. It extends out into the outer harbor. So when he says that the fishermen want a, you know, fishing access in a park-like setting, he's talking to the Sierra Club. He is not talking to any of the 48 organized clubs across Erie County. I would know. I'm the recording secretary for the county organization. He seems to think that politicians and politicians in general need to get involved in things, but the most successful projects to bring people in are those that are private developments. See Terry Pegula, see the Seneca Nation. I'm sure you can even point to the latest project with the Statler and such. That's private money. We don't need the government dole, because you're absolutely right. When the government gets in the way, that's when we have problems. You know, the Peace Bridge had a lot of public comment and a lot of public input, and a design was selected that would have been attractive, extraordinarily functional, and environmentally conscious of the wildlife that we have around us. Wildlife that we had all but extirpated after we polluted the living you-know-what out of our Great Lakes and turned them into cesspools. In fact, if they were still the cesspools of today, saved thanks to a fisherman named Stanley Stasiak, we wouldn't even be talking about the waterfront, because no one would be able to walk down there with the plague of sand flies that used to persist throughout the 60s, 70s, and early 80s before fish populations came back and put them in check. What we really need to do, if we had a blank check, and if Mr. Ryan and company were really caring, we would take the money like we wasted on Solar City, which developed absolutely nothing, and we would actually turn around and improve and upgrade our wastewater treatment systems. This could be done for the same money in Buffalo and reduce 4 billion gallons worth of raw sewage running into our waterways every single year, unchecked and untreated. Things that actually are a detriment to things we already have, like Woodlawn Beach and Bennett Beach. Whenever it rains, we have to shut it down because of E. coli bacteria outbreaks and nasty floating things in the water that we don't want a tourist to see, considering the fact that these lakes make up one-fifth of the world's surface freshwater resources, 90% of the United States' surface freshwater resources. I would think that would be the greatest benefit, considering that 11 million people across the United States and Canada depend on Lake Erie for their drinking water alone. However, we have politicians that don't think about, for every half a billion dollars, $500 million, which is $250 million less than Solar City, by the way, would support, according to the Buffalo Niagara Waterkeepers, I believe they were the ones that did that work, 20,000 jobs, good-paying jobs, when we fix the sewers and fix the wastewater treatment systems, instead of 1,000 jobs that are promised and never delivered. Those are my two cents, and that's what I would like to see. Instead, they want to pursue folly like offshore industrial wind turbines? I don't think so.
Rich, you are the person I would want that blank check to be in your hands. Because it sounds like you would address a lot of things that get brought up but always get forgotten when the money's being distributed.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we have a healthy community, if we have healthy water and we have healthy people, we're going to see healthy things come in. I mean, if we're all sickly, it doesn't matter what comes in. No one can enjoy anything, and we're spending money on health care. So why don't we get healthy? Why don't we have healthy wildlife, healthy water, healthy fish, healthy people, invest the money there? And then you know what? Private companies will be incentivized because of the world-class fishing, the world-class environment, the cleanup, the success stories that we have. They'll come in and invest their money on, say, an amphitheater or whatnot. I love the amphitheater idea. The problem is they're probably not going to build out enough parking. They're going to expect you to take a solar-powered train down there at the cost of $25 a ride, and you're not going to be able to get home because they'll shut it down, but at least you'll be environmentally conscious in a park.
Rich, I'm telling you, I'm glad you're the guy that goes to the public hearings, because you've got the information and you're speaking the truth. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Have a good one, my friend.
You too. That's Rich on a cell phone, opening a line for you at 803-0930, and you heard it there. The people who fish, they want a pier. They don't want to be on part of a park. They want to be out in the water, and you know what I mean, not physically in it, but out. And I think that makes for better fishing. You know, that's what I always remember when I went to Sunset Beach, North Carolina. I would walk down the pier. That's what you do, because you see the pier, so you spend a day where you walk down the pier and back. And what's everyone got set up? They're fishing poles. And, you know, Rich said that's what people want. They're not saying they want to fish on the edge of the outer harbor. They want a pier to go out and fish. So really good insight. And like I said, I am glad that's the guy that's going to public hearings. He's got his information. He's got his facts. And he's really highlighting places where you hear about it, right? People will talk. But then when the money's there, there's no money for what eventually is going to be the more important things. And he is speaking my language when he talks about getting everything around us, including us, healthy. I've talked about that numerous times during COVID-19. Healthy living, healthy this. But it seems like now if you bring up health, all it can mean is something to do with COVID-19. We're not looking at the big picture. And I'm glad that someone like Rich is there looking at the big picture and talking to those who make decisions. 803-0930, star 930. I would like to hear from you. Someone made a great point on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board talking about other areas that have this great opportunity. And that's what the waterfront in Buffalo is. It's a great opportunity that time and time again has been wasted. And now we have another great opportunity to bring entertainment acts in. Like I said, to have a kind of, you know, the summer's only so long here in Western New York, and you need to take as much advantage of it as you can. And having another venue so you could have, you know, three or four different acts at the same time over a weekend, that would be beneficial to everybody. And I don't know why anyone would want to get in the way of that. And you look at the pictures of this, can you just imagine a summer night on the water, seeing a musical act you like, maybe a comedy act you like? I mean, that's something you travel for, and that could be right here in our backyard. But time and time again, it seems if it's not politicians getting in the way of these developments, it's money, the financial backers getting in the way. This coming from the Erie County Department of Health. And you can read about this on our website, WBEN.com. 8 concession stands at the Buffalo Bills game were cited by the Erie County Department of Health for lack of proper mask use during Sunday's home opener. The specific stands were not mentioned by the health department. One stand was cited for lack of proper mask usage on a recheck inspection. Quote, any potential penalties will be communicated to the permit holders once the reports have been reviewed by our department, a health department spokeswoman said. So now the Erie County Department of Health getting overtime, I assume, to keep their eyes on the concession stands. And after one game, 8 concession stands at the Buffalo Bills game. I mean, here we go again. Yeah, if you missed the first 2 hours of the show, this is what we were talking about. You go on social media and you've got people who I'm sure are just boring people getting in other people's faces because they didn't have a mask on, you know. We're at the point, live your life how you want to live it. And you know what? If me not having a mask on, even though I'm vaccinated, if me not having a mask on outside, and yes, the concourse at the stadium, still pretty much outside, if me not having a mask on in that setting, it makes you feel unsafe, and you don't want to take any risk in life, stay home. Stay home. Get everything delivered to you. Don't drive. Don't get in your car. Don't walk outside. Buckle yourself to your couch and stay home. Because most people want to get back to normal. And they don't need you in the third quarter getting in their face because they forgot to put their mask on when they went to the bathroom. And I'm sorry, I don't understand how you can sit shoulder to shoulder with someone inside during the entire game for 4 hours. But then when you go downstairs, go to the bathroom, you're concerned with the person 3 stalls over are doing. Let me tell you this. I've never been concerned about what the person 3 stalls over are doing. That's their business. I'm just going to the bathroom and getting the heck out. 803-0930, we're talking about development and this amphitheater at the Outer Harbor. Just made me think, what do you think of this amphitheater project, as we've talked about? And also, what is a project that didn't come to reality that you really think would have benefited Western New York? And if I could give you a blank check and say, develop something that will benefit Western New York, what would it be? What would you use that check for?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.